Ladies and gentlemen, it's another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I am live here from Tampa, Florida, with my friends from Devious Eye Entertainment. Shouts out to everyone checking us out live on Checkpoint XP right now. And welcome to Devious Eye Entertainment. We're excited, super excited to see how far Reverie, the video game, has gotten. I know, of course, I want to thank you for, Billy, for bringing Reverie when it was just an alpha, you know, just... some ideas, right? It was really, and then now I'm hoping that you're gonna give us some more meat to.
Oh, you got you're in store for something.
Yeah, right.
You're in
all
store
right,
for
very
something.
Cool,
what
very
you guys
cool.
Say?
There's meat.
yes. That's awesome. So tell me more about catch everyone up that doesn't know what the heck Reverie is, okay? And give them a quick introduction to yourself and the company and what you guys do, and then again to Reverie, and then we'll get to where Reverie is right now.
So we'll go ahead and start down the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I wasn't here the last time, but I am Alex. I am one of the eSpot hosts.
Oh, okay, very cool.
Yes, so the last time DVSI Entertainment was here, Jenna was here. She is my counterpart, and we actually have a lot of really cool things coming to eSpot involving a new host and a lot of cooler articles adding to our repertoire as well. So eSpot is so much fun. I think we have some good energy right now between the three of us. So if you guys haven't watched it yet, I highly recommend watching it now.
All right. Excellent. Go ahead, give them the domain so they can find it. Name of it and everything.
So if you go on YouTube,
okay, YouTube,
and just search DVSI Entertainment,
yes,
you'll find us right there. And we actually have a playlist for eSpot, so you'll be able to see every eSpot that we've recorded so far.
Excellent. Dope. And I want to apologize for everyone who probably can't hear the video game later, because I couldn't connect the audio. I didn't think about that until it was too late, but it's all right. At least we got the video up working, because we had a little
snafu. Oh, you can't run it through HDMI?
No, I don't know.
Should
Good
be
question.
Able to.
Let's see.
Let me see if I can do this on here.
Go ahead and give me the more info about why Reverie, how did it come about, and where is that right now? Go ahead.
Sure. I'm Andrea with DVSI.
Hi, Andrea. How you doing?
So Reverie is a psychological horror experience, atmospheric psychological horror experience.
And your character wakes up and you don't know why you're in this
abandoned hospital manor area. So you're trying to figure out what exactly is going on. So you're finding these clues as you walk around and explore. But as you're exploring, these creatures, monster-type things, are coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, they're not friendly. So you're trying to escape them and survive, but you can't fight back. There's no combat system. So the way to survive is you have to outsmart them, you have to outrun them, find items maybe to defend yourself. So you're not in a combat way, but you have to pretty much just outsmart them and survive.
Excellent. So it's not really a combat, but it's definitely a survival game.
It is.
It's not kind of like Resident Evil, but without guns.
Without guns.
All right. That's kind of scary. That's a scary premise by itself already.
Not being able to fight back.
All right. There you go. See? Yeah. Let's see. Hold on. Make sure those sounds are coming through here on the technical side. Hold on.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Do it one more time.
Let me get back in it. Hold on.
All right. Go ahead. Sorry. Check. 1, 2. Check. 1, 2. See if we got it. It's okay. I'll just turn on that. That mic is on anyway, so
I'll leave the volume up for the TV.
Okay.
And hopefully it'll just work. Maybe by just osmosis.
Hopefully it'll work.
Just by osmosis or something. I don't know. Something. Anyway, so what else you want to tell me about before you launch this game?
And all right. So like I was saying, we got our own little icon now. That's one of the coolest things that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We are happy to announce that this will be coming out next October.
Oh, wow. So, next October, so another year.
Next October.
Okay.
So another year.
So your development has gone pretty far so far.
It will actually be released.
All right.
It will come out on all platforms, including virtual reality.
Wow. Okay. So definitely anybody who's got Oculus,
PlayStation VR, HTC Vive, you'll be able
to
do it.
All right.
One of the nice things about it, too, is that... besides this coming out next year,
mm-hmm.
our company was invited to go to the Game Developers Conference next year. Wow. Where we will be showing this for the first time in its entirety. So that'll be between...
That's freaking dope.
Oh, yeah. So that'll be the dates of March 16th
I'm excited
through
for you
the
guys,
22nd.
Man.
Yeah. So it'll be really exciting. And
I'll let the ladies go ahead and announce
who we achieved a corporate partnership with.
All right. I like corporate partnerships.
So it's very exciting to announce we are now corporate partners with Razer. It's
excellent.
Very, very cool
wow.
to have that opportunity. And it just shows that we're really growing as a company. So it's very awesome.
Yes,
it is very awesome.
Using
cool.
their hardware and peripherals and then having the opportunity to be partnered with them. It's like, wow, like we use your devices and now we have a special partnership, a relationship, you could say, with Razer.
Excellent, excellent. So let's fire it up.
We're going to fire it up. I'm going to go ahead and hand you
all
the
right,
controller.
Cool. All right, I have the controller, ladies and gentlemen.
Brace yourself.
Yes. All right, let's see here. Turn the volume of the TV come up here. Okay. There you go. All right. Oh, yeah.
See, now the info capture wants to work.
Here we go. Now it's working.
No, is it working? No, it's not. It's all right.
We got our hopes up.
I'm just going to let it leave it like that, nice and loud. All right.
So ignore the development console. The development console is just saying that there's some errors with animations.
Okay.
And if you actually move forward, you'll stop jumping. Because right now you're jumping.
I'm just jumping for no reason?
Yeah.
All right. So, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is a beta. Still, right?
It is a beta.
Yes. The technical term, should I say?
It is a non-combat beta.
Non-combat beta.
I will tell you that you have some friends wandering around.
I see.
Their animations, as you can tell from
will
the development console.
Will they virtually hit me?
That's no, what not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right.
So you don't have to worry about that right now. But it is really nice to see them actually interact with their environment.
Okay.
As you can already tell, it's much smoother than the first time you played.
Yes, it is. I see the sprites are moving. Is there some action there? I would have always was something. In the alpha that you had shown me, there was some movement already and some stuff, but...
Oh, yeah. And this time you won't have to worry about falling through the world.
Yeah. It's okay, though. That happens in horror stories, too, right?
Exactly.
All right. So if I remember, I went around here, right?
Oh, actually, go back downstairs real quick.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'll show you something new.
Can I run? No, I can't run yet. Okay.
Can't run yet. Turn around.
All right, cool.
And go under the stairs.
Under the stairs.
Over there.
All right. Oh, I can look up and down now. And I'm not a kid anymore like I was last time.
Nope. Now you're an adult.
Oh, wow. Just for context, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why... I guess it looks... Why does it... I don't know, maybe I set my TV in to be really bright. Is it normally this bright?
No, it's actually incredibly dark.
Okay, so...
It's a lot darker.
It's my TV. It's me being blind. No, on the
TV.
Live broadcast is really dark. So.
Yeah. All so
right,
it's
cool.
meant to be... Oh, there's one of your friends.
Oh, wait. Where?
You can hear them.
Where is he?
He's somewhere around you.
Oh, I can hear
He's
him
close
already.
Enough for you
yeah,
to hear him.
I hear him breathing. Holy crap.
So in the actual right. game, when you hear him breathing, that means he's close enough to you that you want to run away.
Okay, wow. All right.
Okay. So one of the things we'd like to announce, if you just take a moment,
uh-huh.
if you look over here on the wall, you see the picture frame, and you
right.
see all these other picture frames kind of spread throughout.
Uh-huh.
So one of the things that we would like to announce to everybody is that if you support us on Kickstarter
yeah.
or you support us on Patreon, you will be allowed to actually go ahead and create anything you want artistically that we will put in those picture frames.
Wow. Super dope. Okay. So they can create it or they can request what they
nope.
want?
They can recreate it.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So they can
okay.
totally put, you know, create something within reason, obviously. It
yeah.
can't be like, you know, nudity or anything like that. But as long as it's, you know, within reason, it has to be approved by us. So we will take all their submissions
yeah.
and, you know, basically you could put whatever you want into this game and
yeah.
we will put it into picture frames. And as you...
It's Mr. Tarek Lewis, how you doing, sir?
Hello, sir. Hello.
This is our co-host. He wasn't here last time when you guys
were
here.
I remember
so,
he was supposed to be.
this is their alpha, actually a beta version of their video game right now that I'm trying out. It's called Reverie. And
it's actually now called Awoken.
Awoken, yeah. Oh, okay. So don't... So give us a story about that.
Okay, so...
Before we keep going here in the video game.
It's called Awoken now because Reverie is actually going to be a trilogy, and it's the series that is based around
Reverie itself. Yeah, that mic is on if you want to get him that one.
So Being that we're doing this way, we're actually also happy to announce that as development comes to a close on this, we are actually starting development on the sequel right now, and the sequel will be titled Doomsday.
I kind of like Awoken because it's more, it seems like it's more friendlier to remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I kind of like the Awoken thing. So I think, I kudos to that. That's probably a very good idea. So... Let's get into this.
It is eerie in here.
That's what I was saying. Like before, when I was playing the alpha of this, it was like, you know, it was just an idea, really. Like it was still kind of pixelated. And I was like a small little character and stuff like that.
Right.
Still, like they didn't fix the camera size yet. But you know, it was a little work in progress. But it was pretty dope.
Basically, he got to one point where he just fell through the world.
Yeah. So it was a big bug there. But right now it's like. Right now, where I'm at right now, is I can hear whatever bad guy is coming after me, about to come after me.
Well, dude, I want
to
see you get killed.
Well, I don't think they
don't have any combat in it yet.
What
we did was, for this playable version, that we've actually had the public play, like I said, at the last event we were at, which was EXPCon, everybody walked around, and everybody was actually taken by surprise by the little friends we have that are walking around in the environment with you. And one of the cool things that I'll show you.
Am I going the right way, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
As you come around this corner, you're going to come to something that took me 48 hours to build. It is a library.
Oof.
And in the library are two things.
This is going to be the library?
Oh, no, it's right behind you.
Oh.
I already built the library.
Oh,
there's your library.
Okay, sorry. Okay, this is the library. Okay, very cool.
Now, if you walk way back there to where you see that plant and back in the corner that wouldn't. Well, you can look
this
around,
way?
Obviously, because it looks good. Yeah, you can go that way.
Oh, he'll find
okay.
it.
You'll find it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
they're liking this too much.
One of the things that I'd like to show everybody for the first time ever, these are the twins.
Yes.
Why they're small.
Oh, no.
So right now they have no animation or anything in what you're seeing, but what you can expect
our
from
imagination,
these,
what they probably do is
what they're going to do is going to be awesome, and they both carry butcher knives, and they're only like the size of your leg.
All right.
So this is the size they're going to be.
Yeah.
See, that's creepy.
Only those two.
You got to see them moving.
Yeah, that's creepy right there.
The baddies come in many shapes and sizes.
Yeah. Just... Anything under 4 foot, I'm out.
So let's move on. All right, so where am I going right now?
So... All right, so come around here, and you're going to go ahead and head upstairs.
Okay.
And as you can see, if you take a moment and look at the light and how the light is coming in from the ceiling.
Yeah, I like that. I like that creepiness.
That is actually called volumetric lighting.
Okay.
So for those of you out there when you play our game who have...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Have the NVIDIA RTX cards that will actually use real-time ray tracing to actually provide real-time light and shadows.
Wow. Very cool. All right, let's keep moving. Okay, so down this way? Or
yep. That's the only way you can go, unless you go back downstairs and all the way back around.
I did not look around properly. Bad video game etiquette. There you go. This way? No?
That would be if you look down that hallway, that's the way you would have came from if you had gone up the stairs like the last time.
All right. So
all this is new.
Okay. Cool. All right. That's creepy. There's a chair by itself. We're not going to do that.
Now, as far as the rooms go, a lot of them are going to be repropped for the release of the game
because
a lot of them are actually mirror images of each other.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of the things that you're seeing in them, like the plants, for instance, that are in the tables and stuff, all of that will be all taken out and it'll be basically
fix this,
put in.
Okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. I like this, the little...
The particle effect.
The particle effect, yeah.
That's
dope. All right, so more furniture room creepiness. Okay, let's keep moving.
That plant refused to.
And now you got two options. You can go right or left.
And it doesn't matter?
Nope.
I'm just going to go right because I'm right-handed.
Now, is this the first game you've worked on?
You guys We've been working on it for 3 years.
Okay.
It's come a long way in 3 years.
I can imagine how much time this takes. Like, just...
Yeah.
First of all, just imagining a world.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they have to write a story, too. Kind of like a script, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have... I wrote a 62-page script And I have a film director who is also really good at script writing. He had it in college, and he is working on it. He got to page 13 of what I wrote, and he's already on page 70.
Wow. Okay.
So he is definitely turning it into a lot.
Did I go too far?
No, you didn't go too far. That was actually this is seamless transition. So you're actually moving from the scene of what looks like a mansion into the hospital without any loading screens. So just as we said previously, there will be no loading screens in this game. The only loading screen you will see is what you saw at the beginning where it loads the entire game.
Okay. That's dope.
And this will be on a PC platform or it'll be
every
on
platform out
every
there.
Every platform. Okay. Yep.
The actual store page for Steam will go live January 1st.
Cool.
All right. Am I going the right way?
There is no right way.
Oh,
there's
no
way
right
you
way.
Want.
Where I want. Okay.
Well, you got to be more sure of yourself, Speedy. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I did travel this way in the original alpha that you guys, that we did
so
have.
So just like the mansion, if you look back over at the wall.
This looks a lot better.
You see a nice thing there that says edit texture.
Uh-huh.
They're exactly like the picture frames in the mansion. So all of those, for anybody who supports us on Kickstarter or our Patreon, you'll be able to design something that we will either put in the mansion or we will put in the hospital.
Oh, that's a double addition.
That's cool.
Way of thanking our supporters. That way they can have, they can be in part of what we created, our passion project.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows us to thank them in a serious way, to let them know that their donations, their help, their support is greatly appreciated. So they'll be forever in our game, so they can always play this game years from now, years from when it releases, and they can always see, like, hey, I remember when this game released. Like, it's a good nostalgia feeling, but also great support.
You get to be a part of something.
Right. Exactly. It's just cool to say, I'm playing this game, and that's my art.
I contributed.
Yeah.
I matter.
So that is creepy already by itself.
So in the actual final product, the elevators work, and they go downstairs to what else I have for you to go ahead and take a walk around.
All right, cool. Let's keep moving. Hold on. I'm switching between the broadcast here and making sure there's no comments on Twitch. Anybody who wants to, of course, you guys have comments that are watching on the live Twitch feed. Feel free to chime in, ask questions. I am checking it periodically, and I'll relay it to Billy, and he'll tell me. I guess spoiler
absolutely.
Free.
We would love questions. Ask your questions.
Spoiler free. You know.
Now where are we right? This does everything take place in this one?
One place. So one this place. Place is called Mount Moira Hospital.
Okay.
It is run.
What's that now?
Mount Moira Hospital.
Moira. Okay. They said murder. I was like, that's okay. It's on the nose.
Okay. I'm lost now. So where am I going?
So this hospital is actually owned by an organization that you will learn more about in the sequel. So once Doomsday starts to become more of a thing, which you'll start seeing more about that later on, early next year. You'll start to learn more about the organization that actually owns this hospital, because this hospital is just one part of what they do.
Got you.
Oh, what's that?
That's a pill bottle.
Oh, okay.
This is Florida, so. people lose focus and start chasing pill bottles.
Yeah, they do. All right, so let's see. Let's get some. Keep moving here.
So when you came up with this one, were you already thinking, you guys were already thinking of a sequel or of the next game? Like,
not necessarily. We had some small ideas as far as what we wanted to do next.
Mm-hmm. Should I go this way?
And what we were actually going to do next, it just actually slowly became more a sequel to this.
Because good things always happen in the bathroom.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Good things always happen.
And horror stuff, yeah. Yeah.
But no, we, as far as the sequel goes, it started out as a totally different game. It was just going to be our next project. And then as we've been doing more and more and finishing this one up, it just became a thing where it was like, well, we can incorporate what the sequel is and tie it into this. And the way that we have kind of the tie-in for, because essentially it's going to be a trilogy.
So now I'm in the garden.
You're in the garden.
Yeah.
But it's essentially going to be a trilogy. And between all three games, the way that we're going to tie them all together is really going to be very unique. And it's something that we've been working on that we can't really share yet. But it's going to be something that people are probably going to really like.
Okay.
All right. So this is new. Or maybe I don't remember this being here. This is cool. Garden. I remember you said that there's going to be a big, nice big bad guy out here in the garden, right?
He's not in the game yet.
No, okay.
We're still actually modeling him.
All right, cool.
But yes, he will be a big bad guy that only stays there. So as far as our monsters go, they can traverse the entire map. So you have no safety anywhere in the map. So basically, you're a threat no matter where they are. Obviously,
You're a victim.
You're a victim. Yeah. That's what I meant. But it's really, really cool how they traverse the map because it's something that's called dynamic systems. And what it does is basically they can actually register where they're walking, if there's an obstacle in the way, all automatically through their programming.
Very cool. There's some this stuff there.
This is getting a little too Skynet for me. That's I don't want. I like my monster stupid.
I can't open anything right. No, not right now.
Okay, no. Yeah. All the doors and stuff. That's our final touches that we're doing right now.
Cool. And you say that the bad guy was going to be here?
Oh, there's going to be one that walks around just the garden.
I think you had a sprite of him here or something like that last time.
Yeah. We had, if you remember, they were just standing around.
Yeah, they're not standing around anymore. Yeah.
All
right, cool. All right. So am I going the right way or just
nope, no? Turn around.
Turn around? Okay.
I'll take you to something cool. So this door over here to your right, it's going to be on the wall. You got to go around your trees here. That takes you into the other side of the hospital.
All right.
And then if you come up here... It's either going to be to your right or your left. There's going to be stairs. Go up those stairs. To your left. Go up those stairs.
Oh, okay, I see.
I hear something.
Yeah, I hear something too.
You see, they like this game too much already. So
his animation broke.
That's fine.
Normally he'd be walking around, but that's one of our monsters.
The idea of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
We'll just follow him with a death wish.
He should clip back into his animation after he's done with his rotation he's doing right now.
Oh, okay.
Because right now he's just in, obviously, as you can see, his idle animation as he's sliding across the floor there.
Right.
He's gliding, but he's gliding menacingly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Am I going the right way?
It honestly makes it worse.
Well, if you want to follow him, you can. I'm going to have you go somewhere else.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah.
So if you go back to where you saw him.
Your plan, because you lived this game for so many years, so let's follow your plan, okay?
So go back in here, and then you came up from the right, so go to the left.
Left, okay.
And there's going to be a new staircase over here, and these stairs take you down into the other part of the mansion, the back half of the mansion, which is actually all kind of destroyed and pulled apart. And one of the things that I really like about this is if you keep going straight, you're going to come across where you can go down these stairs and everything. That's a hallway that takes you around to a couple rooms. So if you keep going right up here to this opening coming up, to really show you what volumetric lighting is, this is volumetric lighting at its best. So as you can see, the light coming from the skylight definitely brings the room to be so unique as far as how it looks.
Mm. Now, Tarek, I have my TV is like super bright. Blind.
We're good.
Because when I'm playing Call of Duty, I need to see who I'm shooting.
Yeah.
But, you know. That's just me. All right, so I can't just jump down there.
Nope, can't jump over that.
All right, cool. All right.
So. But I just wanted to go ahead and show you that so that you can see the volumetric lighting.
It's really dope. I like it a lot. It definitely is the right ambiance for this kind of game. You know, it's just got the right look, you know? All right, so worship. That's good. I'll take since you're not telling me anything, I will take the trip. Then. All right. This looks like where I was at. Kind of like, well, no, something different. Yeah. Very interesting. Any more guys under animation still?
There are actually four monsters walking around the entire map.
All right, cool.
And I will warn you, one of them is completely nude.
Ah, excellent.
You won't say that when you see them.
Yeah, you won't say that when you see her.
Don't worry. We have no FCC regulations at all.
I'm not even sure anybody knows we're on.
Yeah. we got like 18, 20 people watching us right now.
Yeah, 100,
they're checking it out.
You guys count.
Yeah. They're checking it out.
You guys count. Thanks for watching. Yeah,
you guys matter.
Thank you so much. And
I hope you buy our game.
Yeah, give them the website just in case if they want to browse to your website.
It'll be deviouseye.com. Right. It'll actually be current as of tomorrow because we got to update some stuff on it. But you can go on it tomorrow and it'll have all brand new stuff on it.
And will your Patreon and Kickstarter will be on the website?
Patreon's on there. Kickstarter, not yet. We had a Kickstarter quite a while back, but we kind of pulled it down because we had a new idea for it.
Gotcha.
But that should be launching either later this month or early December. Like
okay.
Our Patreon's currently up. If you want to go directly to our Patreon, it's patreon.com/DVSI.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I believe, if I remember correctly, $5 means yes. You get to edit pictures.
Yes, $5. Yeah. And then $5 also allows you to join our Discord channel. We're a Discord server where we talk about Reverie, and you can have a closer communication and relationship with DVSI Entertainment.
And you can also see all the behind the scenes of what's going on for both Reverie and our next game, Doomsday.
Yep. You guys have a very valuable feature.
So it's going to be the Awoken Reverie, and then
Doomsday. Reverie Doomsday.
And then Reverie Doomsday.
Yep.
So Reverie is the first chapter.
Reverie is essentially the series.
Oh, okay.
So Reverie is all based around the series. So as I said last time we were with you, Reverie actually stands for being trapped in a dream sequence.
Right.
So if you can kind of guess it, each game is kind of playing off of that whole moniker as far as being a dream sequence. Doomsday is going to follow in that moniker, but it's going to follow it in a very different manner, because where this is a survival horror game, Doomsday will be a survival thriller game.
Mm. I see.
Or you could say survival action thriller.
Action game.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You're going to switch it up on people. I like
You'll have guns. You'll be able to shoot. You'll be able to actually try to survive.
I don't know, but let's not spoil it for them. Let's leave them in suspense. How about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so, help me out here, guys. Oh, that looked like a spider or something for a second.
Let's see if we can try to find you somebody. So let's head back downstairs.
All right.
Find somebody else who's actually following their animation protocol. Go back up the stairs on the side here. Right, to your right. Your left. Nope.
To my left.
Either way.
The other right.
There should be... Well, there you go. Just walk around. You're coming up on the other stairs. You will have to jump as you go up. Nope. To your left.
Aha.
You'll have to kind of jump because you are going to get stuck. We have to
fix that.
Modify how the stairs actually work because for some reason they're not registering properly.
So which way do I go? Left or right?
Well, let's head this way because you were in the other hospital already. So we're going to head back into the hospital over here and see if we can find one of our baddies.
Very cool. So for anybody who even wants to try to attempt something like this, what is your advice for them?
Time.
Besides schooling, of course, time and learning
management.
The craft, right?
I mean, time management is going to be your biggest thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead that way. Because you got to really, I mean, I think for all of us on the team, that's been the biggest thing for us. It's just how much time we've put into it. It takes a lot of time to actually do this.
And patience. You will struggle
along
the way.
Yeah, a lot of patience.
Yeah. You'll struggle along the way, but you just fight through it.
You'll have moments when people play it and they fall through.
Yeah.
But it's a passion thing. So, I mean, as long as you're passionate about it and you're willing to put in the time and effort, you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can achieve everything that you really put your mind to. And that's something that, you know, I feel very greatly about, and I love that my team feels the same way as far as like their passions and their drive for the things that they do.
Very cool.
See that right there? I wouldn't go. I would never beat this game. I would just leave
the beginning.
So
I hid for 3 hours.
His animation obviously broke too, but that's one of my favorite monsters when he's actually working properly.
Oh,
but
as you can see in the background,
I can actually tell you why his animation broke. So as you can see, his arm is in the wall.
He
is clipping, that's stopping his animation.
I see.
As he comes out of that,
in the back there, that's kind of like looking.
Oh yeah.
Man,
yeah.
See, just that,
he's
just
like,
that
hey,
movement.
Don't forget about me. He's like, hey, man.
That choreography back there. I'm like, yeah.
All right. Awesome. I like it. So I see there's going to be some extra little things that people can add their art to and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
There's one of those. Is that one? One of the.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's another one here on the floor here. Yeah.
Here, we'll see if he pops into his animation as he comes out of there.
Pop into the moves. Come on, baby. We need you need to see your moves. Is that from what movie is that from?
I don't know.
Old movie, Shonuff, Enter the Dragon. The Last Dragon, or something like that.
He's one of my favorites, and hopefully he'll jump into his animation so I can show you why. The way he walks is so unique. Like, he is so just... God, how would you describe it? How would you describe his walk?
Vince McMahon.
That's funny.
Just weird, guys.
So what was the influence for this game? Where did the idea come
from? In all honesty, I don't know why. I have no idea what I was doing. I was in a creepy house. It was my wife's parents' house up in Vermont. And I swear it's haunted. I can't confirm or deny it, but I swear it probably is. Yeah. But I was laying on a couch by myself, and I was...
In this house?
In this house.
Okay, that's two mistakes.
Yeah, and I was looking up World War II science experiments, asylums, like the history of ones that are abandoned, ones that could be haunted, while listening to Marilyn Manson.
You did this on purpose.
Something in my head just clicked, and it was like, you know what? I got an idea.
I got up into the face of the creature so you guys could see all the detail. And I mean, it really looks great, the art. The people who help you with the art, why don't you shout them out so far?
A guy actually from, is he from Poland, right?
Poland, Arthur? Yeah. Yeah.
Or Artur?
I think it's Poland.
I'm not sure.
A guy we got who helped us with the environment and stuff. All of the monsters actually were done from 3D artists that are up north in like the New York area. Mm. But they've all been very helpful.
This guy keeps
there's
creeping.
The nude one.
Ah, that's very nice.
Oh. Falling halfway through the floor.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah, he's cool. Another one. A whole line of monsters. I guess.
This is the first time. They usually don't line up like this, even if they are messing up.
Oh, look at that. There's another one there.
Yeah, that's the nude one.
That's the nude one.
Oh, okay. Good lord.
Oh, my goodness. It's like a parade. It's like a parade.
The new Macy's parade right here.
It's okay. It's good. I don't know if the people can see that on
this.
This
is so creepy.
On the checkpoint XP. It's a little dark. See if they come out to the light here.
Step into the light.
They're like, they're live, so we're all going to get together.
Right, exactly.
We'll all get together, and
they're
then
doing
we're all going to
pray. Yeah.
So that way everybody sees us all together broken.
I mean, it would be really cool if that monster stayed in the ground and just started swimming towards you.
Actually, what's going to be really funny is from the times that we've actually watched her break, she'll pop up out of the ground and start walking normal. Now, and if she does that right in front of you, it's going to be hilarious.
At my first glance, I just thought it was a fat guy.
It's a fat woman.
Oh, okay.
Like, they all got together.
Which is already a scary premise by itself. But anyway.
Like, in a huddle together. All right, break. And then they literally...
Very cool.
Head on back.
All right.
Let's see if we can find the fourth one.
Okay.
Let's head back. If we go back through here and go back downstairs out in the garden, the other one likes to frequent the garden. So we'll see if we can find him.
He enjoys long walks.
And
long walks in the garden.
In the meadows.
Yeah.
In the meadows. Very nice. All right.
So we just keep walking straight all the way through the end.
You want to give it a run, Tara?
No, I'm good where I am.
He's like, no, thank you.
You're supposed to help with the video gaming.
This is something I need to play by myself. I don't want nobody to see me.
Yep, go ahead. And then when you go down, you're going to go to...
This is a game you play with brightness all the way up, all of the lights on, only lights during the day.
But you can see how bright my TV is. If I'm scared playing Modern Warfare, imagine this game, okay?
Go to the right.
All right.
Let's go back out in the garden and see if he's traversing out here. Because like I said, he likes to frequent the garden, which I don't know why. But he's very, very adamant about walking around the garden.
He likes the flowers, the fresh air.
I mean, the garden is my favorite too. So,
better than the all awesome. Said and done, what's the length of the gameplay you aim for this particular chapter right now?
Yeah, he's going to be to your right. He's walking around. I can already hear him breathing. If you do and find everything that you need to find. So it's going to be like you got to find a bunch of stuff. Go down the path right there to your right. Hear him? There he is.
Oh, there he is. Oh, yeah, there's the guy.
Wow. So he's broken too. One. right now.
That is huge. Okay.
But if you look, if you go in front of him, you see how his hands are right by his head.
That's his hands?
That's his hands.
Wow.
No, I thought his hands were this.
Oh, those are just his, like, talons.
No, this?
Yeah, those are talons.
This? Okay.
His hands are up by his head.
He's great at
yeah.
Punch, though.
You see?
It's debatable.
Hmm?
And it kind of looks like his shoulder, though, see? In the back, see? Yeah, they're kind of like his shoulders. I don't know.
No, but he's saying those are his hands, like right next
when,
to his face.
When he stops breaking his animation and he starts moving, you'll actually see his hands start moving.
Those are hands.
Oh, okay.
Separate from him.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow.
So, a little while ago, you had a company on here who showed you Orion Spur.
Yes, the Morgan. Oh, we had a blast playing. Yeah.
You met Peter Popart.
I did meet Mr. Peter Popart.
He will be voice acting this character.
Oh, man. Man.
So this is actually his monster that he will be voice acting for us.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Because he actually thought it would be really cool to voice act. So I told him, absolutely, I'll get a monster just for you. So this is actually just for him.
Man, that's dope.
So he could voice act.
You know, Tarek is a great actor as well. Yeah.
Oh, man, we should talk. I got sequels.
We got sequels.
We can talk afterwards. Because I got. There you go. There you go.
Oh, there he is. Yay. As a matter of fact, Tarek has an army of actors.
Ooh,
yeah, a bunch of actors, deck, yeah. And Joey wants to get. Joey's not here today, but Joey wants to get into voice acting. Also,
he went behind the tree, the burning tree, the big one. Nope. Turn around.
You're right.
He went way back behind there.
The leaf falling is creeping me out.
I'm gonna run into him. It's not gonna be good.
There he is.
No!
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, there goes the hand movement.
Yeah. Wait, I haven't. I'm like, I'm falling through all the trees here. Well, none of those trees are stopping his animation.
I don't know why he frequents the garden, but man, this monster likes to come out in the garden and just frequent it. And then he just has, you know, swagger like walk.
Yeah. The monster walks up Obama.
Very dope. Is this the last guy so far?
That's the last one that's in this build right now.
Okay, cool.
In our actual game, we have pretty much all of them except the one that we're still modeling. All
right. Did we show everybody everything that we wanted to show them so far?
Absolutely. So would you like to see the other part of the game?
I would love to see the other part of the game.
All right.
And so I think it's Tarek's turn.
There you go.
Yeah.
There ain't no monsters. You don't got to worry about any monsters.
Here so they can see you and they can see your reactions.
You won't have to worry about any monsters for this one. I will be honest, it's...
If anybody pops up on the chat and asks anything.
Yeah.
It's not going to be as polished. It's going to have some slight problems, but it will actually run really smooth, so you actually get to see. But this is actually the other part of the map.
Okay.
I should say the other parts of the map that the game is made up of.
Right.
So this is actually underground, and this actually really shows off our volumetric lighting, which will be really, really cool. I'm going to go ahead and kind of get you in the right position because it's darker, because you are underground. Actually, here, let me see that. Just so I can get you pointed in the right direction. So
we're live, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you check them out, deviouseyeentertainment.com, right? The whole website works, right? Is there a shortcut website, too, for anybody who is phonics? Yeah. I'm sorry?
DeviusEye.com.
DeviusEye.com worked too? Great. Awesome.
All right. As I said, there's nothing here you have to worry about. This is just a demonstration to show you actually how the underground looks.
All you do is jump.
What you'll see is you're going to see a lot of our lighting effects. So, like, for instance, the flashing here.
So this is definitely an alpha stage.
This is, here it is.
I'm trying to get out of alpha stage.
Here it is, but at our studio, it's not.
I see. Okay.
We've put... several weeks into actually building this.
I see. Because it has the small child syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. They fix that and fix that as you go.
Yeah, so this is what the underground is. And as you traverse through it, you'll see how the lighting really takes effect as the environment is. And then if you go in here, you see my favorite thing, which is a giant fan, which is down underneath.
All right. Warnings in foreign languages always frighten me. I peep around corners in video games like I actually do in real life. Like, over there. Okay, we straight. I'm with it. It's very smooth movements on here. So this is going to mean something.
Oh, yeah. That'll mean something. We can't share what it means yet, but that'll be something where you definitely want to go to when you play the game.
Yeah. So this is going to be in the current game?
Yes.
All right.
Like I said, this is the underground. So where Speedy saw the elevators, the elevators take you down to this area.
Okay.
So that's the only way you can get down to this area, but the monsters will be down here as well.
In these narrow hallways.
So so you had the four guys walking around, four or five?
Four up top.
Four up top, and then there will be in like another set of them, or they're just the same monsters that keep just chasing you around?
So it's the same monsters chasing you around. I can't give you a number on how many they're going to be.
Oh, okay, very good.
But let's just say that, well, you actually saw five. Well,
okay.
Technically, you saw six because you saw the twins.
All right,
the twins are two separate ones.
Okay.
So head down that hallway straight ahead. So as you go down this hallway, you are in right now, you're in the bunker area, which the bunker area actually connects to the prison. Which
Why is there
where
a bunker
going.
That's connected to a prison, that's connected to a hospital, that's connected to a mansion?
It's all part of this corporation. You'll find out.
All right.
One of the cool things that you'll see here as you traverse into the prison. Yeah, I'm missing a ceiling there. Not anymore, but I was. So as you traverse this way, you're going to end up going over to the prison.
I think you should just leave it like that, like being a small child makes it more creepy. Say that, you're hurt.
The play is only through one character, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have a little cut scene before you go down the elevator. He gets hurt, and he has that. Now the character has to travel like that with a limp.
I know there's nothing on here, but see that coloring? That bothers me.
It's usually never good.
It does. It frightens me. I'm like, why is it different color?
Go ahead and head down these stairs that are to your left here.
Am I going downstairs?
Nope, right. Nope, turn your right. It's dark, so it's hard to see him, but turn to your left. See where the chain link is?
Oh, okay.
It's right here next to the chain link.
Boom.
And then you're going to come around because the stairs come around. So
new.
Go ahead. Turn around. And then go down the stairs. So now you've traversed from the bunker into the prison.
So
one of the cool things about the prison is you really get to see how good the lighting is with the volumetric lighting.
Yeah.
Well, not on that TV because it's really bright.
I'm sorry.
But for those of you watching.
You can see it on the Twitch.
For those of you on the stream, you guys can see exactly how good the lighting is and how it actually brings the environment to be.
And the people that are listening to the audio only later on, I will put the link up directly to this. To the broadcast, so you can actually check out
what we're doing on the computer down here.
Yeah,
I don't know what Speedy's doing. Speedy's on Call of Duty, just point shaving.
Speedy's like, am I playing Call of Duty right now?
I can fix it. Hold on.
I'll see this now. Yeah, I like. See, this is one of those games I get together with like two or three of the homies.
Yeah,
and we just we drink Hennessy and.
Trying to figure it out.
Then nothing's scary no more.
Go in that room, man. Go in that room. Bet you won't go in that room by yourself. I rock with it. I'm looking forward to this. Might do my Patreon. Do your Patreon so I can get my customized
image in there. Yeah,
in there.
Let's put your picture of you. Put your picture of you like this.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me do it for the camera. Hold on.
No one wants to be there.
Uh-oh, here we go.
It's amazing that you guys came up with all this.
Man, they're not even, and there's, we don't have a fully functioning game yet, so this is amazing. So I can't wait till.
I'm going to like this prison.
Yeah. Stage.
I can tell you the first time you'll be able to play the game and its full functionality will be in March. At Largo PlayCon will be the first time.
Okay.
Because the Game Developers Conference isn't open to the public. So the first public time you'll be able to play this will be at Largo PlayCon next year.
In March, okay.
Which I believe is
March. Let's see what we're going to
do.
Let's do that. Change this up a little bit here.
I think I just found a vacuum cleaner.
Hoover.
Since it's a shark.
Hashtag us sponsors.
Sweetie, you're ruining my mojo here.
I know, I'm sorry. There you go. I tried to make it a little darker.
I'm going to play with that. I don't know what it is.
I should just make it move randomly.
These are the parts.
Turn on randomly there.
I can already tell. These are the parts of the game where I'm not very good. My critical thinking is not dope.
So I would just get lost, like fighting and running from monsters. Like, I was supposed to press that button.
What's that button do? Oh, I spawned something. Yeah.
There's a game that I forget that's that was like a puzzle game that you walk around and you try and figure out the puzzles. Like, you walk around like this in third person. I forget what it was called. It's on the tip of my tongue and I can't remember what it was. It used to be for the original PlayStation back in the day.
Was it a horror game?
No, it was just like a mystery game. Like a
puzzle game?
It's like, but everything was like a puzzle or thing. You had to like press something, do something, or like Indiana Jones style, you know, change stuff and try and figure out the puzzle to open up the door to try and keep going, something like that. I can't forget. I forget the name of the game, but it reminds me of that a little bit, but with the horror vibe, you know?
Yeah. I think I'm... Where am I?
You went back up to where you were.
Okay, yeah. That's what I wanted to do. I want to rock this red again.
That's a version.
You like the light.
I like the light.
Oh, that's so... is there guys walking around this one?
No.
This version? Okay, yeah, no. But you have some standing sprites yet, or no?
Not in this one, okay. No. Well, besides bringing it to show you and you guys kind of see this, I built this for my music guy. So that way he could kind of walk through and get idea for the music, because he's actually doing the music to represent each area that you traverse through. Mm. So that's something I wanted to go ahead and do for him instead of just giving him like videos and screenshots. And then I just thought as an added bonus, bring it and show you guys.
So yeah, dope.
Everybody could see for the first time what the underground's kind of going to look like.
I'm digging the underground. I may have a slight fear of hospitals, and that's why. I'm digging.
You go down into a bunker, you're like, this is great.
I can do this, yeah. There's electricity and buttons down here.
Did we show everything so far, or is there anything else?
Pretty much. Okay, that's pretty much all of it. All
right, cool. All right. And so go ahead and let everyone know about one more time if they just jumped into the live show late or...
So we're
trying to figure out what the heck we're doing.
You are actually watching us traverse through the underground of our first video game from DVS Entertainment. This is Awoken, and it is Chapter 1 of Reverie, which is a series, which will be a trilogy, with the sequel to follow, which will also be known as Doomsday.
All right.
Awesome. And then if they, of course, you're going to start Kickstarter, Patreon info is going to be all up on the website. Go ahead and give them on the websites again one more time.
Sure. We have dvsi.com is our main website. And then we are also on Facebook. You can type in DVSI Entertainment and we'll pop up. And then our Patreon is patreon.com/DVSI. And there you can subscribe. You can start at the $5 rank and then have access to our Discord server to join us to discuss, to see kind of behind the scenes of what's going on with development, as well as keep closer contact with the DVSI team as a whole.
And not just that, also with our Discord channel, you'll have behind the scenes, depending on what level tier you are, you'll have more behind the scenes of DVSI Entertainment as a whole. So you'll be able to see when the next eSpot will come out. You'll be able to see the links that we use to or the articles that we use, and any of the new projects and development.
Awesome.
As far in live streams, we're going to start Let's Plays next year as well. So our, you know, I think that's really cool to be so open and show, you know, and be able to see all the behind the scenes stuff as well.
Awesome.
We have
awesome.
A lot of new stuff coming up. We have new music artists, like you said, Let's Plays. We have a lot.
We also have professional streamers.
Exactly.
Very cool. So
check out our streamers. They are awesome, and they are on both Mixer and Twitch.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. Nice. Nice.
And?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, everything. Tell us everything.
Tell these guys about our coffee.
Oh, yeah, they brought coffee for us, Derek. Really? They brought coffee for us, yeah. So tell us more about the coffee, yeah. Let's show people the coffee first off. Eh? Where's the coffee?
Bag. Oh, they're right next to me. Awesome.
Cool. So at this moment, we currently have two flavors. We have Bonus Grounds and Apocalypse. Apocalypse is our collaboration with Peter Popart.
Right.
I personally, that one's my favorite.
Awesome.
It does have a chocolate hazelnutty type of taste.
Okay.
But Bonus Grounds is a bold coffee taste. So I think
this, you know, if you can see the squirrel on the logo, he looks bold.
It's pretty bold.
Yeah, I got them kind of small because I wanted them to focus on the video game there.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. So you're going to fire this up after show? after show coffee?
If you got a regular coffee pot. Oh, yeah,
over here. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So we will fire this up, let you guys taste it. We would love to hear your feedback. All the feedback we've gotten for the coffee so far has been very positive. Everybody really likes it.
Awesome.
It's the same with the game. Everybody has always had positive feedback on it, and we just love it. Like, we love your guys' feedback, and, you know, keep giving it to us because it just keeps us wanting to do better.
Anything you want to add, Tarek, before we sign off for today?
I'm frightened of the game, but I look forward to playing that. Along with my Rottweiler, my firearm, my bottle of Hennessy.
He's going to play the game, and it's going to be like one day.
He's going to shoot the TV like that grandma did on that video.
Yeah, man.
Just need a bottle of liquid courage.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Thank you so much, Billy, for showing us step by step the levels of the game where it's at, and we're excited to see more as soon as you get into it. So go, ladies and gentlemen, right now, deviouseyeentertainment.com or deviouseye.com, right?
Yep.
And they'll have the website in your browser, and they'll have up the Kickstarter is up now, or
no? Kickstarter's okay. Going up soon. Like it'll
be soon
later,
and then the Patreon those should be up.
Patreon's already up,
so you can Patreon away and help them reach their goal, so they can keep working on this great game. It's just Reverie Awoken. The Awoken or Woken?
Awoken.
Awoken coming soon, October next year, ideally, God willing.
Yeah. First gameplay, first gameplay is LargoCon with the
Largo PlayCon, which
Largo
will be
PlayCon in March. Technically,
the Game Developers Conference is first, but like I said, that's not open to the public.
And Geek Culture Congress will be there at LargoCon, yes.
That's what's up.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. We will be there. we might be live.
We'll have to have you guys
check Checkpoint XP, and we might just go live from the con.
I'm about to make sure I bring my Hennessy.
I'll make just a special VR version for you.
We'll hide it in one of the coffee things.
We're going to try out this coffee. We're going to sign off right now and try out this coffee. Thank you so much, Billy, and all the team at DVSI Entertainment
for hanging out with us today. Thank you so much for having us here.
We're going to sign off here at Geek Culture Congress. Thanks so much, everybody, checking us out on the Checkpoint XP. And Tarek, of course, if they want to catch up with you.
I had a day off tomorrow. I don't want anybody catching up with me.
No, okay. But, you know, they want to follow
He's going to forget about this game. He wants to go get some Hennessy.
You can follow me on Instagram. My name is Tarek, or just follow me on Facebook.
All right, awesome. Yeah. Of course, you can follow my Eternal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR, all socials. I edit a comic book called Alienox. Go check it out on Comixology. And you need to follow Geek Culture Congress. Geek Culture Congress, three words. On Facebook, find the page, like it. We post stuff up all the time. And follow us on Instagram. Joey Franchise runs the Instagram. Geek Culture Congress, one word altogether, of course. And signing off, guys. Thank you so much for checking us out. And we'll be back with more Monday. Got more spoilers. And we got to talk Watchmen. We got to talk a bunch of stuff, huh?
Yes, sir.
We got to talk about cooking up babies and...
Wait a minute.
Apparently, that's what they were doing in Watchmen. You know,
wait a minute, Speedy.
Yeah.
So, you gotta have more context. You can't just. I don't know.
See you guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.